Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Dave Yutso. In this show, we're going to talk about the future of computers. If you'd like to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me regarding this presentation, please use the question comment box. Let's get started. From my point of view, the future of computing looks very promising. For a long time, it seems like we had the hardware and it took a long time for the software to catch up. But things are looking very good. I think we're going to have bigger and better and faster computers, nanocomputers, quantum computers. We're going to hear of new technology. It wasn't long ago that we would have a computer with less than a gig of memory. Now it's just more and more and faster. And I don't see any end in sight. I know we have a limit of the speed of light. That seems to be a kind of strange constraint, but the speed of light or the speed of electricity has always been a constraint in computing. And I believe someday these genius scientists we have here will somehow be able to surpass that speed. So I believe we're going to see more and more speed. I would believe we're going to get back into space. I think we've learned a lot being in space. Technology has sure taken a bit large benefit by us being in space. So again, the government had a need, and in our case, the now NASA, and I would like to see us get back into space and do some serious space exploration, which will give us benefit in computing power as well. And I think we're going to see robots in conjunction with fast computers, where we can send a robot to the bottom of the ocean or to another planet and do some research for us. So I believe artificial intelligence still has a place in all this. There was a lot of hope for it early on, but just didn't work out. We didn't have quite the hardware nor the knowledge how to put together artificial intelligence. But I believe someday man's conquest to create a being like himself will happen. So more and more speed. The technology we have today is still incredible, but considered old by a lot of scientists. So they're looking into nanocomputers and faster and bigger and powerful, and I see no end in sight. For many years, we wondered what we're going to do with the computer. Why would I need a computer around the house to balance my checkbook? But now we found out we really can't live without it. Most people have 2-3 computers at home. And it's no longer just a word processor. With the internet, it's become a very, very useful tool. I now see that to be a very important piece of the future of computing too, where communication has just exploded, the technology. I can communicate with anyone, anywhere, anytime over the internet. So I see more and more of that happening too, and security as well. Will have to go hand in hand with the networks and communication with other computers. So no longer it's the one computer, it's the system of systems. I see more of that going on too. It's not new technology, but it was quite some time ago where we could have 2 computers running together. If one stops, the other one takes over without missing a beat. So nonstop computing is still a big, big deal in our business, information technology. So it's information technology, no longer just data, but information and how we manage that information. Someday I hope we were able to predict the weather much better, and I think we're getting there, the technology to do that. We can determine the temperature of the ocean 20 feet below the surface, by those buoys out there and computer systems and satellites. So I think we're going to get smarter. And I think that's a very realistic expectation is weather forecasting. If we can forecast the weather, maybe we can get some sort of control on the weather as well and stop hurricanes and start getting rain where needed and managing weather as well. I hope you enjoyed this little talk, and thank you for listening. I'd like to remind you that if you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you're interested in listening to my other shows, just search GoGo Radio Archive for Dave Uzo. If there's a show you would like me to do, let me know by using the question comment box. Thank you for your time, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.